Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was an Alpine.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. That's a catchy slogan, but it doesn't tell the whole story. What tells the whole story is a quick trip to the Pip Printing website, pipridgeland.com, so you can get the real scope of what they can do for your business. If you need to get your message out there, you want to attract new customers, you want to keep the customers you have, you got to have a solid printing plan in place. Pip Printing and Signs can do that for you. Cam Baker and Pip Printing have been working in the state for 30-plus years, helping businesses just like yours. Give Cam a call today. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning, 601-499-5216, and he will get everything going for you from there. If you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Guys, today is, as we're recording, is September the 26th. So that means we are 90 days away from Christmas. So it's time to start planning for that. I know a lot of you guys out there, your last minute shoppers, don't do it this year. Go ahead and start looking ahead and getting ready for Christmas. College Corner can help you do that. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. I hate bringing up Christmas before Halloween and Thanksgiving. They don't get their due, but I'm just trying to get you guys prepared.
You're the guy that refuses to accept that Christmas is on the way until Thanksgiving gets here.
I give Thanksgiving its moment. I want to have Thanksgiving. I want to have my turkey. I want to watch my football. And then when the Thanksgiving is over, the day after Thanksgiving, the Hey Dad Christmas Spotify playlist is on. All right,
I'm good with that.
But on the day before Thanksgiving, that is still Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to have our Thanksgiving feast first.
Yes, I have to.
It's foolish to overlook.
I want Halloween to get its due too. I like Halloween.
I do.
I'm not a super into Halloween person. I'm not gonna, I don't get into costume myself. But I like Halloween.
I don't do the costume either, but my daughter was born a day before Halloween, so she absolutely loves
Halloween. Do you know what she's going to be for Halloween this year?
Yes, she's going to be a character from The Descendants.
Okay, I know what that is.
She got, really big into The Descendants.
Yeah, this is the age for that, yeah.
And I can't remember which girl it is, but it's the one with the pink hair.
I think... Oh, gosh. Hold on. Now, because I know I got to know. So the one with the pink hair is, I think that is Maleficent's child. So, yeah, that's what
is that the one that's the princess or whatever? She marries the prince.
I believe that's correct. So, and I'm not up to date on my Descendants lore as I used to be. I don't know what's canon and what's not, but I think I'm right on that. So.
Yeah, right. I'm ashamed I don't know. But
yeah, you're still in the middle of that. So
I'm in the mix.
I'm out.
I'm in there. She goes through these phases where she just watches and listens to the same stuff.
Yes. I everything you just said, I have lived. So, yes. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you are going to be in Starkville anytime soon, make sure a meal at Restaurant Tyler is going to be on your to-do list. It'll make everything better. If you're looking for a great dinner, if you want to have a special occasion, you don't need to have a special occasion. The dinner at Restaurant Tyler is the special occasion. You tell them you're taking them to Restaurant Tyler, everybody's going to be happy. Great steaks, seafood, pasta, everything you want right there. Go to Restaurant Tyler for the best meal in town. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where they're located, and if you live in Central Mississippi, there's going to be one near you. Let them show you how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you manage your money, and how they're going to help you build for the future. We talk about it all the time. In this day and age, if you've got questions about your money, you need answers. You can't afford to wait around. You can't afford to be, you know, led astray. You can't afford to be on the phone forever. You need to have those answers immediately. Priority One Bank provides the service that allows for that. They give you everything you want from those big banks, but they also provide that small town service. So give them a call today. Talk to those people up there and find out why Priority One Bank wants to make you their priority. Before we get into the three-peat, 2 weeks in a row, news. Is Mississippi State not familiar with how we do things here on this podcast? Friday is for the three P's. Get the news out of the way before we show up for this. Can we get a little help here?
I don't think they were planning on the news.
No. They could have told us this on Tuesday, and we would have gotten it out of the way.
That's right.
But now we'll do three P's brought to you by Sanders Reynolds in just a minute. But on Wednesday's injury report, we saw a couple of names of players that we know are not injured, and Robbie was able to confirm that later with a source that Creed Whittemore is going to take a red shirt, and that will, in all likelihood, end his time at Mississippi State. He will enter the transfer portal at the end of the season. I had two things to say. First off, it absolutely blows my mind that he didn't redshirt last year. I thought he did. I can't believe he didn't redshirt last year. Zach Arnett, program killer. Unbelievable. But
They played him like every game. He just didn't give him the ball.
Couldn't get the ball. I feel bad for this guy. I mean, I think his career, he has, I believe, 18 career catches and 4 career touchdowns. That's a pretty good ratio. And yet, lost in the shuffle here. I don't know. You know, I would tell you that he deserved more touches, but I get what people are saying, like, well, who do you want to take him away from, Craver or Coleman or Mosley? I get it. I feel like maybe they could have been a little bit more creative with the way they used him, but that's neither here nor there at this point. Whittemore, his career at Mississippi State will always – I think we're going to look back in a couple years and go, man, that guy was really good. I think wherever he goes, he'll be successful. I really feel like he's a good college football player. This is normal, though, Robbie. This is the new way of college football. You saw a bunch of it yesterday. We talked about the UNLV guy. USC had a guy do it. You're going to start seeing this more and more often.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was kind of like bad luck for him, too. Like, he got behind Tulu Griffin and Kevin Coleman.
Yeah.
And I love Creed. I think he's a really good player. I think they should have done a little more with him. But can you argue that he's better than Kevin Coleman?
No.
That he should be on the field more than Kevin Coleman? I can't. Or Jordan Mosley or whoever. I mean, I think, like I said, I think they should have done more when he was in the game. They should have done more to get him the ball. And, you know, that's what he wanted. He wanted more touches. He wants more playing time. And I want to reiterate, too, that as far as I understand, based on people that I've talked to, he's made it clear to Mississippi State that he wants to still be here and he wants to still be with the team. But he's not redshirting if he still wants to be with the team or still be here. He's just going to continue to play and try to get more reps. I fully anticipate him entering the transfer portal after the season and moving on somewhere else. I don't think that if he was happy, if he wanted to be at Mississippi State and all that, he would just play. He would just get out on the field and work for more reps and work to get better. But this is totally a way to save a season, go in the transfer portal and have a sophomore year next year. That's what this is. Let's call it what it is.
Yes.
We've now seen it with two other one prominent player and one that we just found out existed yesterday in the UNLV quarterback. But this is going to become more and more common. Guys are going to see that they're not going to play, or they're not getting the playing time they deserve or want or whatever. And they're going to, after four games or whenever, redshirt and then enter the transfer portal. And it's unfortunate this has happened this way, because it's hard to look at it at any other way than a player quitting on his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that about a guy that's worked his butt off and hasn't gotten the reps he wants, or hasn't gotten what he thinks he deserves, whatever. But how can you look at it any other way than a player saying, I'm done. I'm not going to go out there and fight with my teammates. That's what this is.
Right. Right. And it just is what it is. I mean, the business decisions are being made, and that's just, you know, I don't like it.
Let's just call it what it is.
But it is what it is. Is what it is. I'm telling you right now, when I wouldn't suggest putting out a Blu-ray or a DVD of this particular season, but if they do, Mississippi State Football 2024, It Is What It is the title.
Yeah, and, you know, Trent Hudson's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about him because he hasn't done anything since he's been here, but he's doing the same thing. I imagine he's going to redshirt as well. And, you know, we hardly knew ye is basically the Trent Hudson story at Mississippi State, from what I've gathered with that there. So,
yeah,
two wide receivers, looks like potentially on the move for Mississippi State after the season.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, it plays out. All right. Let's get into this this preview, Mississippi State versus Texas. I can't help but wonder. There cannot be another family in the world of college football that is going to see a fourth member of its family likely win a game against Mississippi State. Has any other father, son, grandson combination ever beaten anybody in college football? But that's what we're about to have. Archie beat Mississippi State. Peyton beat Mississippi State. Eli beat Mississippi State. And now Arch is likely to beat Mississippi State on Saturday.
Hey, let's look at the glass half full. They also lost to Mississippi State, all three of them.
Hold on, let me be sure. Peyton, I know, did. Eli did. I don't know if Archie ever started at a game that State beat them. State beat Ole Miss in 1970, but I think that's where Archie had broken his arm and didn't play. I could be wrong about that.
We'll have to research that.
We'll do a little research. We'll make it happen. Anyway, this Texas team is just...
You're being negative out of the jump.
Well, I'm...
What if Mississippi State comes out of nowhere and, like South Texas Dog said, they win the ball game?
Well, I will
on Saturday,
the same
and
thing.
Then there's four Manning grandfather, son, grandson, whatever.
Yeah.
They all lose.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the same thing that I said on Sports Talk Mississippi. What if Margot Robbie walks in that door right now and takes me away from all this?
Well, it could very well happen.
You
never know.
The same odds. The odds are
about. You got to be fair. Call it down the middle.
So I'm sorry that I'm slandering again.
Call it down the middle.
I will not. I will call it as it is, sir.
As it is what it is.
We're changing the name of the podcast. It's no longer Thunder and Lightning.
That's probably is what it is. Is probably the most used phrase in my vocabulary.
Yeah,
in my repertoire.
Your repertoire. There you go.
Yeah.
So on the season, I mean, Texas, their quarterbacks are. It's interesting the completion percentage difference. Quinn Ewers was at 73%. Arch Manning just over 62%. But Arch is taking more shots down the field for whatever reason. From a running back perspective, Jarrett Gibson and Jaden Blue are their two leading rushers, both over 200 yards, both averaging 4.5 yards a carry. They've dominated everybody they've played this season, including Michigan, who, you know, you look at Michigan now, that game looks a lot better, in my opinion, with the way Michigan was able to beat USC. But Texas was in total control of that game. Texas on the season has only given up 22 points. 52-0, 31-12, 56-7, 51-3 are their final scores.
Whee!
The other thing that a
point per game differential of 42 points.
Basically, yeah. So,
giving up six a game?
Yeah. For me, where this game is problematic, and this is going to be the case all year in these SEC games, is on the line of scrimmage. I mean, Texas is just much, much better on both sides of the line. I got to tell you something, though, by the way. I meant to tell you this. So, two nights ago, I had a dream. I'm not making this up. I dreamt that, you know, we're having a cookout, right, this Saturday. I dreamt that I woke up and the game had already started. And, like, nobody had come over, but I hadn't done any prep. I hadn't cooked anything. And then so I get up and I'm starting to, like, light up the grills and everything. And that's when y'all start showing up. And I'm like, oh, no, food will be ready soon. Don't worry. I looked at the TV, and in the first quarter, State was winning 19-14. And I was even in my dream, I was like, this must be a dream.
Even if they lost that game, like 45-19, I would sign up for that right now.
Yeah, if you told me that they were up 19-14 in the first quarter of that game, I'd be like, sold. I don't even care what the final score is.
What's the score of the game on Saturday where we just say, all right, let's just watch something else?
we get away from this game? I mean, if it's something like 35-0 in the first quarter, something, I don't know. I don't even know that. I don't know that such – because we have to be able to talk about it. I don't know that we can just
– do we?
We can at least put it on the quad box, I guess.
Oh.
And have other games on that we can keep up with.
I feel like we can just look at the stats and talk about it afterwards.
Perhaps.
No, we'll sit there and watch every waking second, I'm sure. Again, neither one of us are going to the game this weekend. I want to reiterate that. We're not covering the game. We will be watching the game from Hey Dad's couch and eating smoked meats. So I just wanted to clarify that. So
people
more aren't
grilled
confused.
Meats than smoked meats, I'll be honest with you this week. We're not putting a pork butt out there.
Well, excuse me.
Well, I'm just saying, there'll be some smoked sausage.
Oh, good. Should I bring some sausage? I have some in the refrigerator that I need to cook.
Bring it.
Okay.
Throw it on the grill.
I've got some jalapeno cheddar and some jalapeno and a pineapple.
Bring it on.
Fine.
Well, we'll eat it. It'll be great. This is such a difficult game to preview. Right? Because, you know, normally when we do a preview, we're like, all right, what does State have to do to win and where should they attack? These next two games are just about survival. They really are. I'll be honest with you. When State plays Texas A&M here, the way A&M has looked this season, I will at least put the effort into, okay, if State does this, this, and this, and they can keep A&M from doing this, this, and this, they have a chance to win, right? I'll do that with Arkansas for sure. This game, it really is about you. I thought you were about to ask me a different question. I'll put it that way. I thought you were going to ask, what is the score where we come on here Monday morning and we're just like, you know what? They did about as good as they could have. What is that score? Like 42,
maybe like 13. Maybe even below, like if you could hold them like in the 30s.
Ooh. Boy, you are asking.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just what I'm saying. Like,
if the final score of this game is like 38-17, something like that, I would be thrilled. I would.
Look, oh God, yeah.
That would almost,
they lose by three touchdowns.
Be our best case scenario from back in the summer.
If they cover, I think like it would be okay. Like if they lose by 35.
Wow.
That's where things are, man. This is like.
I'm not.
This might even be beyond Kroom level bad.
Yeah. Well, even like.
I mean, I guess what you could say is like at least they have an offense that's capable of scoring multiple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like that's something that they had that they, you know, if they played teams like this with Leach and even Mullen, like the offense just was not, it didn't feel capable of going to Texas or Alabama.
They were better and they could stay in it a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I could see this offense actually scoring a couple of touchdowns against Texas.
Yeah.
Like that, like the offense is capable of doing
it. I fear that Texas will score every time they have the ball.
Oh yeah. I mean I have no faith in State just straight up stopping them. Like I think it's gonna take like turnovers, them screwing up.
You know what this game reminds me a lot of is Kroom's first year at LSU. where, if you recall, some of the moments of that game where LSU took a knee at the end of the first half instead of trying to score with about a minute left. And then after the game, somebody asked Saban, did you feel empathy for Mississippi State? And he said, I thought that was obvious in the way we played the second half. I mean, basically, he called off the dogs. I don't know that Sarkisian.
And the crowd was like sleepy. It was like 11 a.m. game.
11 a.m. game in Tiger Stadium. Yeah, nobody cared. And I think that I don't know that Sarkisian will do that with Levy. I don't know. You know, I feel like Kroom got respect from people that maybe Levy won't have. So
Josh Heupel will.
I feel like Tennessee will for sure. But Drinkwitz and Kiffin won't. I know that.
Kiffin will run it up to 80 if he can.
Yeah, Kiffin will score every available point he can when that time comes.
It's just
survival mode. You know, you talked about it a little bit yesterday. You don't want your true freshman quarterback's confidence to be totally broken at the end of this game. You want him to be able to come out and say, you know, we did some things, we got to improve, and you know, hopefully next week or next time we play, we can be better. You don't want him coming out going, you know, just being shell-shocked from what he saw. And then defensively, I mean, it really is just, you know, sort of play-by-play, right? You got to win each play. You know, if it's second and eight to third and five, and then maybe you can get a stop. Maybe they throw incomplete. They throw it over somebody's head. I don't know the answer. But, you know, if I make it sound hopeless, guys, it's kind of hopeless. This is one where it's kind of hopeless. You know,
we're trying to find, like, little wins. We're trying to find little wins within the game. Like,
yeah. I mean, State is only,
like, I feel like they need to
6 points less an underdog than ULM was.
Yeah.
So
Vegas has no respect for Mississippi State, and they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
But like, it's like I feel like State has got to play ball control offense in this game. Like, I don't even think that they can do like tempo. Like, they need to be able to. I mean, the tempo to a certain extent, but not like we need to score in 40 seconds. Like, they've got to keep the defense off the field.
That's a good point. And how do you – can Levy do that? Can he change the way he calls offense to sort of use a little bit more
Yeah, he can pull back a little bit. I mean, he's done it some this year. And we've been sitting there going, why are they not running the tempo here? But to do that, they're going to have to run the football.
Yeah.
So it's like – it's a catch-22. Can they even run it? That's the question. By the way, I did some checking. Xavier Gayton is available for this weekend.
That's good news.
And appears to be healthy, so State will be not at full strength, but
at least with three running backs, you feel a little bit better. I'll be honest with you. We were talking about Creed Whittemore earlier. I'm surprised the thought wasn't given to him, like, would you consider a move to running back?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
well, here's a conversation I had with somebody last night. Like, what happens if Kevin Coleman, you know, God forbid, Kevin Coleman gets hurt or something? Yeah. Or somebody in front of Creed in this, you have a wide open spot now to play and get most of the playing time. Do you still sit out? I mean, I guess at this point you do, but I mean, anything can happen.
Right. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. What is something that you could see in this game that you would walk away and be like, all right, that's something they could build on? Is there a rushing yard number, or, you know, Van Buren does this? What's something you just pick something at random, I guess, but if you saw it, you'd be like, you know what? That's a sign of positivity.
Yeah, like if Van Buren comes out and leads a couple of touchdown drives and shows poise, I don't know if it's just like a number per se. Like, because, I mean, if he throws for 200 yards, doesn't throw an interception, he has a touchdown or two, I think I would be pleased with that.
Yeah.
A first-time starter, freshman, going into a place like that and doing what he did, I think I would take that as a major win. And then, like, if you're able to rush for, like, 150 yards or something, you know, that would be impressive. To me, that's showing progress, even though it would be 200 yards less than what you got against Florida. You're doing it against a elite defensive line. You know, guys that are four-star, five-star talents that have proven it, not one of the worst rushing defenses in the country like Florida. So if you're able to rush for like 150, if Van Buren comes out and really looks poised out there. Like I said, I don't know if it's a number that would really, you know, do it for me. I think it's just mostly, can he show it?
We will see. We will see. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out, you just want to make it easy on yourself, we have so many great steakhouses in the state. You can barely go down the road a piece without finding one. So go enjoy a great steak this weekend and support our local beef farmers. Don't forget, there's so many of them. They do $500 million a year with us in agribusiness across this great state. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. You certainly are looking for it. When you want to have a great meal, it's just right there in the Cotton District at Two Brothers. Not just barbecue. It is smoked Southern soul food. Or if you want what we on this show call a fancy sandwich, you just head over to the Older Brother just down the way, also in the Cotton District. I've been excited every time I've gone to the Older Brother recently. It's been packed. So that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Like, so I like seeing people have found out. And, you know, for such a small space, you're not seeing a lot of complaints about, you know, having to wait. They're getting people in and out. They're doing a great job. The food is fantastic. So kudos to Terry and to Barton and their staff. They've done a great job with the Older Brother. If you want to have a great meal in the city of Starkville, just head to the Cotton District, head to Two Brothers, or head to the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and that's what they've been doing for 50 years. 50. 50.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need a service of any kind, well, it's really easy. You just make the same phone call. You call the same number. You talk to the same people, and they take care of it for you. Because they're in Mississippi, there's usually not going to be much of a wait, if any at all, because they can take care of your problems the same day a lot of times. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Before you're at Davis Wade, the Hump, or Duty Noble Field, a trip to Maroon & Company is a must. It's the best place in Starkville to grab Mississippi State gear. They have a selection unlike anybody else. They are the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want to get that gear, if you want to support the Bulldog Initiative, the easiest way to do it is a trip to Maroon & Co. And you can save 15% off on a lot of items. Thunder15 is the code at checkout in the store or available online. Use that code. Again, some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co.
And I think some people had some issues with that promo code. We talked to Wyatt about that, and it should be cleared up now if you've been having issues with that. I'm pretty sure that he got that cleared up the other day.
Yeah. Again, if you don't
– that's online.
Issue, you have an issue, text me or text. Tweet me and Robbie about it, and we'll see what we can find out. We'll be happy to help.
Yeah. And Wyatt will bend over backwards for you.
Great so customer service there.
I think that was only online. There's a few, like you said, there's a few exclusions on it.
Yeah. The Bulldog Initiative stuff is one of those exclusions. They don't
right, because they have their own promo code.
Right, exactly. So all right. Playmaker time, Robbie. Who do you think is going to have a great offensive performance in this game?
I'm going to go, I guess, with Kevin Coleman.
Okay.
I mean, he's been one of the few constants for Mississippi State every week. I have no faith that State's going to be able to come out and just run the football, so I can't go with a running back.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think this is a guy that in a game against like a defense like Texas that has the dudes that can kind of match with whatever you try to throw at them.
Mm-hmm.
It takes an athlete like Kevin Coleman that can make something out of nothing, because there's going to be some plays there where there's nothing there. You get the ball in his hands and maybe he makes one guy miss, gets the edge or something. I think he's going to be one of the guys that's able to make a play or two for Mississippi State.
I'm going to go with the running game in this one.
You have faith in the running game, huh?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, I kind of willed it into existence last week with the running game. They were much better on the ground. Let's see if they can stack back-to-back performances. And I think Van Buren gives them a little bit more in the running game than Chapin does. I think he's a little bit better runner. But we'll go with Johnny Daniels again. I think he's been the most consistent guy in that group. So I see him getting some carries in this one, and we'll see what he can do with it. But if he can be around 60, 70 yards, Booth can be around 50, 60 yards, and then Gaten maybe comes in and gives you around the same, that's going to be a good day on the ground for Mississippi State. It doesn't mean that they're going to win. It doesn't mean that they're going to even control the clock. But they've got to, like you said earlier, they got to control the tempo of this game just a little bit to keep that Texas defense off the field, and the run game is definitely going to be with it. I have an announcement. I will be abstaining.
Are you going to cut out the defensive playmaker?
There will be no defensive playmaker from Brian Haydad. Now, if you want to pick one, you go right ahead. But you got to actually make a play to be a playmaker. So, no, sir.
I think that we should stand in solidarity here. And until we see a playmaker on defense, we don't pick them at any point.
There will be no defensive playmaker made until we feel somebody. I tell you what.
Until we feel that they deserve it.
The next time there's an interception, that guy could be the playmaker the next week.
Because the problem is, like, they're giving up a touchdown almost every single drive during games. Like, remember the Arkansas game in 2016? We always refer to that, talking about Peter Sermon. That was just, like, we thought that was crazy that Mississippi State did not force Arkansas to punt.
Right.
That's now happening a lot. Like, it's not just like that was like a one off for Peter Sermon's defense. This can happen in several games this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think the decision to go without a playmaker until further notice is the way to go on defense.
Very good. Who is your X factor?
Maybe we go without an X factor too.
No, because you can go with an offensive guy.
If State has success in this ball game, it's because of Michael Van Buren, the quarterback play that he brings to the table. If they're able to stay in the game and get some points, Michael Van Buren's making plays for him. So that's, I guess I could have made him playmaker, but I don't have faith just yet in that he's going to go on the road and do that. And I like Michael a lot. I think he's going to be a really good player, but this is a different deal. But I will go with him, I think, for my X factor.
That's also who I was going to go with because he is the ultimate X factor. We don't know anything about him hardly at all. So anything he provides is a positive. So I'm interested to see how he performs, how he reacts to that hostile environment, and how he does. It, lost in all this, in all the sea of negativity that we have to provide here, there's this glimmer of hope that this kid is the next great quarterback, that Jeff Lebby has found a gem, and he's going to put him out there. And look, maybe he takes his knocks this year, but next year he comes out and he's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. The talent is there, I think. We'll see if he can get there. So, yeah, for sure, we'll do that. I can't.
The great thing about sports is that even whenever you have no hope, you have hope somehow.
Correct.
Like Mississippi State is staring down the barrel of 2-10.
Mm-hmm.
They just lost their starting quarterback. They're having to throw in a true freshman quarterback, and yet I think the glimmer of hope is, hey, this kid could be really good. Like, what if he goes out there and shows out? You know, this was Jeff Lebby's chosen one. This is the guy he recruited at Oklahoma. When he got in the portal, he was immediately tied to Lebby. Lebby loves the kid, and Lebby's been really good at identifying quarterbacks. There's a glimmer of hope there. There's hope that this guy's going to lead you into, you know, bringing yourself back from the dead here.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's the thing about, like, when you lose a starting quarterback, the backup, like, there's always, like, this mystique of how is this kid going to handle things? And we've seen some great things come from that. Dak Prescott emerged from that. I'm not saying this kid's going to be Dak, but we've seen it before.
All right. I can't wait to hear your prediction.
Maybe it's not as bad as – well, it's pretty bad. I'm going to say 48-10.
Okay.
I think State is on the verge of covering the spread because I think that Texas is going to – they're going to let their foot off the gas a little bit. They're going to build a big lead, and then we'll see a lot of the backups, which is kind of depressing that you are playing their backup quarterback and he's that good. That's kind of the embarrassment of riches that Texas has. But 48-10 is my prediction.
All right.
Maybe I'm giving the offense too much credit. I don't know.
I'm gonna go real old school, hey dad, on this one. The 10
is works. Negative.
The 10 works for me. Okay. I go with 10. I'm gonna go 58-10. That was 56. 50. We'll just go 8 touchdowns. 8 touchdowns. Yeah, 56.
Which is crazy because that was not that far off from what Florida scored.
No, I mean, Florida scored 45 and had 2 touchdowns called back.
So. I mean, that's the scary thing about this is, like, some of these teams, you feel like they can just name their points.
Correct. Yeah, there it is. So,
yay.
That's my prediction. All right, guys. Back on Monday.
We've gotten through another week.
We did it.
Woo! We did it.
All right. Here's some good news. Next week is the off week. Chris Jans will join us. Sam Purcell will join us. James Armstrong will join us. Alden Thornhill will join us. He's got another great event coming up in the city of Starkville. Plus, he's got some big news I think he might want to reveal to us on that show as well. So we'll have some other stuff going on besides football. We'll talk about that. Please don't skip Thunder and Lightning Live post-game. It'll be available to you right after the game ends on Saturday. Robbie, I'm sure, will do his own video as well over on Talking Dogs. So we got a lot of good stuff going on. By the way, here we have some competition, some new competition.
We got competition?
So Neil and Chase have added a Mississippi State podcast to their network.
It's not really?
It's not them doing it.
Yeah, that would be something.
That would be incredible. I would listen to that. I'll be totally honest with you. But somebody else wants to step up. We welcome competition.
Don't sing it.
Don't sing it.
Bring it.
That's right. So you want to go one on one with the great ones? Okay. Bring it. We're not afraid. So I would encourage you to not listen to any other Mississippi State podcasts. That's just me. Unless Robbie and I are on those podcasts. Then you can listen.
Like this one.
Like this one. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.